Shalom, everybody. Parshas Ki Savo begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah to bring one's first fruits to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. And this mitzvah only applies to fruits and produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, and only those of the Shivas HaMinim, wheat, barley, dates, figs, grapes, pomegranates, and olives. And the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, tells us that when people bring their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't just bring them in their bare hands or in shopping bags or whatever, but the Mishnah says that wealthy people would bring their Bikurim in baskets made of gold and of silver, and poor people would bring their Bikurim in very inexpensive wicker baskets made of willow peels. And the Mishnah says that the wealthy and the poor would give their Bikurim in these baskets, and the Kohanim would take the Bikurim, and the Kohanim would return the gold and silver baskets to the wealthy people, but the Kohanim would keep the wicker baskets that the poor people gave them. The Kohanim would not return the cheaper baskets to the poor people. But that sounds backwards. The wealthy people who can afford these fancy baskets, they get their baskets returned to them. But the poor people who can barely afford a cheap wicker basket, they don't get their baskets returned to them. It doesn't seem fair. In fact, the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, that this is an example of the rich getting richer. But why should that be? Why don't the Kohanim keep the expensive Bikurim baskets and return the cheaper baskets to the poor people? This question is asked by Rav Aaron Bakst. Rav Aaron Bakst was murdered in the Holocaust, Rachmana Litzlan, in 1941. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He wrote a number of Sfarim, including a Sefer on Musar called Lev Aharon, and in his Sefer Lev Aharon in Sha'ar Sheni, which is the section on Emunah, beginning on page Kuf Ches, that Rav Bakst suggests the following beautiful explanation. He says it in the name of one of his Rebbeim, the Alter of Kelm, Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, who died in 1898. The Alter of Kelm quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Chaf Gimel. The pasuk says, Tachanunim Yedaber Rash. Rash is a very, very poor person. Tachanunim yedaber rash. The poor person speaks in tachanunim, in petitions. The ashir and a wealthy person, ya'ane azos. And a wealthy person speaks with chutzpah, with insolence. And the Alter of Kelm says that usually people think that Shlomo HaMelech in this pasuk in Mishlei is giving mussar to certain kinds of wealthy people, while the poor are pouring their hearts out in tachanunim, in appeals and in petitions. The wealthy are speaking with chutzpah, tachanunim yedaber rash, ve'ashir ya'anazos. And the Alter of Kelm certainly agrees that that is part of the meaning of the pasuk. But he says there is more. He says that the pasuk is also giving mussar to the poor people. Shlomo HaMelech is telling the poor people, why do poor people only daven with tachanunim? Why do you think that your tfilos are so meaningless, God forbid, so worthless, God forbid? Hashem loves you. He loves your tfilos as much as anyone else. There are so, so many ways to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just tachanunim. Don't be so lowly. Don't be so meek. Don't be so timid. Sing to Hashem. Thank Hashem. Praise Hashem. Ask things of Hashem from a positive place, from an uplifted place, not only from a lowly place. And that, says Rav Bakst, in the name of the Alter of Kelm, is why the Kohanim take the cheap Bikurim baskets of the poor people. The Torah and Chazal here and in many, many other places are incredibly sensitive and considerate of the feelings of the poor person, and therefore they return the wealthy Bikurim baskets of the wealthy people. Because some wealthy people think that they're so special. They think, consciously, subconsciously, they think that their money will get them special privileges. Not so in the Beis HaMikdash. Not so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, you wealthy people, take your gold basket back. Take your fancy gold basket back. That doesn't mean anything to Hashem. And the opposite is true about the poor people. They, God forbid, are apt to think that they've got nothing to give. And the Torah says, not so. The Kohanim take their baskets and value them. No matter what a person has to offer is precious. And Hashem loves each and everything we give, no matter the ticket price. Have an amazing day, everyone.